Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. We have a great show for you today. Mm-hmm. We talked about not being that snowplow mom, right? Mm-hmm. Trying not to be, at least. And we talked about what else did we talk about?
Just trying to juggle all of our parenting mm-hmm. duties.
Yeah.
Including our kids' sports, kids' school, lots of stuff. But
lots
first,
of stuff.
How about talking about OxyClean?
Hey, Lynette.
Yes.
So here's the problem in my house. I got three kids. None of them do their own laundry. None of them seem to have a sense of smell because the hamper piles up. As you know, we've talked about this. Then it's on the floor. Then pretty soon all the clothes get contaminated by the dirty clothes.
Right.
And now I got to wash them all again anyway. And I've reached a point where I have to do something. I practically want to burn all their stuff.
Right.
But I found something that actually has saved my life, and it's OxyClean odor blasters. You put it in the laundry mm-hmm. and the clothes actually come out smelling fresh. Now, do I sometimes have to wash clothes that are supposedly clean? Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I have had to rewash clothes. But now that I have the OxyClean odor blasters, I can tell the difference. It's like, well, I know for a fact, okay, these clothes are clean. Put them in your drawers.
Right.
So work your magic with OxyClean odor blasters and save. Visit OxyCleanCoupons.com right now, where a coupon is waiting just for you. That's OxyCleanCoupons.com, and get a coupon just for you.
Welcome to the Femsplainers Podcast. I'm Danielle Crittenden, your host, or should I say hostess, of a smart, gossipy, fun, and funny girls' night out, featuring some of the most fascinating and fabulous women on the planet. We dish on everything from marriage to motherhood, men to Me Too, dating to divorce, sex and sexuality to, well, more sex, or maybe the lack of it. And we don't shy away from the big topics. We take on women's politics and issues, but not in the usual partisan or tired ideological way. You won't find any conventional wisdom here. My goal is always to find guests who are original and challenging, who can really help us explore and understand what it means to be a woman today. So grab a cocktail or a glass of wine and fasten your seatbelts. No topic is off limits unless it's boring.
For crying out loud. Oh, would you say hell? Are you swearing,
hello,
Stephanie, already?
What the fuck? Oh my God. Let's say hi to our peeps right away.
Right,
how about that Leslie Wyckoff?
Ask me. Don't ask me why she coughs.
Oh, we got a new one. Amy Donovan.
Oh.
Donovan.
That's
van.
A
van.
Donovan.
She doesn't live in a van.
No?
I hope not.
Oh,
like these new people that go live in their vans and drive around
Hi,
the
Amy,
country.
Welcome. That's nice.
I feel like Kalen, if he wasn't like with woman and children, doesn't he strike you as somebody who'd be like, you know what? I'm going to live in a van and just drive
you know
around
what?
The country.
Like the guy,
I could live that life.
You know, there's the guy on Overboard. What's that Bravo show on the boat?
Below Deck.
He's the chef and he's cute. His name is Adam and he lives in a van. Like he that's his thing. He doesn't have a place. He's a, you know.
Right.
He's a
vagabond.
Man about town.
Rolling Stone gathers no moss.
Right. There you go. Anyway.
All right. So Amy Van Life. Randy May Ames, too many names. Liz is still sassy.
Mm.
Amanda and Casey, they need to
get their shit together.
Yeah, guys, come on. Jennifer Falls and Jennifer Shelton, both of you guys still here. Sarah
Stefano.
Alicia
Escalante.
Erin,
who dis?
Amy
Hunt.
Michelle McKibben. Hi.
Michelle.
Rebecca Lubin. Put her in my pocket. In my apron and carry her around with me. Kelly Brandt.
She is my aunt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Ishan Vajpayee.
Yeah. He's my boyfriend.
Stephanie Stinker Rinker.
She's my pal.
Missy and Gabby.
Those two.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Colleen, Skater Girl. Krista, get the strap. Hiro Yamashita, Kelly Luther Vandross.
Mm-hmm.
Valerie hits it out of the park every time. Carrie mm-hmm. is so Barry. What a bitch. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I had to say it. Polly, love your pancakes. Polly Pancakes. Athena Ginchard. She's
going to hook you up.
You know what? She wants us to be mean to her, yet then she messages me on Facebook and she's like, I want to send you guys stuff. How the hell are we supposed to be mean when you're being nice to us?
Yeah, come on, Athena.
Come on. Step it down. Elizabeth Williamson, got a lot of kids. Jacob, why so growly? Mm. And Sandra Green.
Hello, what's up, everybody? Yeah, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How's your week going?
It's a Labor Day today. And Stephanie, me, and Kaylin are all here working in the coal mines, sweating, putting in our hours.
Yep.
Yeah. While everybody else is hanging out by the pool eating hot dogs.
Yeah. You know why? Because we're podcasters.
That's right.
We take our job really seriously.
Mm-hmm.
We're just supposed to go.
Is Gold Peak going to read its own ad? No. Somebody's got to read it.
Hell yeah. So how was you? Did you have a good week?
Yeah, I had a good week.
Did Natalia have some volleyball games?
Natalia, oh my God. She's so cute. All right. I'm going to have to brag just a teeny, just for 1 second. Because anybody that had a podcast and this happened to their daughter, I'm sure they would talk about it. But she had a game the other night. Okay, Stephanie, go ahead. Open your canned soda. Kaylin's ears are bleeding.
By the way, there's a cough button right there next to you.
Is that what that is?
That's what that is.
Oh, okay. So we can talk to each other. Just hit the button. All right. She had a big game the other night with, you know how her best friend Olivia is at a different high school now. So her high school and our high school are rivals in girls volleyball.
Okay.
And even though I don't think Olivia's playing, but anyway, they had the big game at that school. I couldn't go. I had to come to work actually the other night. And so I couldn't go. And by the way, she's not playing. So I'm not missing anything. I'm gonna have to save all my hours for when she kicks it back into gear with the club volleyball, and that's when she's, you know, that's coming up soon. So
she's on the bench a lot?
She plays, yeah, she's pretty much on the bench a lot, yeah. She plays here and there, but she loves it. She loves it. She wouldn't want it any other way.
Right.
She loves her coach. She's, you know, her and there's a couple other of them that don't play very much. Actually, one I've never seen play. Natalia plays like, you know, once in a while. If they're doing really well, she'll put her in kind of thing. So anyway, the game was at that high school, at the other high school, big rival game. And it was whole cheering section from our school, from the kids from our school. It was all the boys that the kids grew up with since second grade, like all the boys that played basketball with Sonny. You know, Natalia's like, everybody was there, Sonny, except for you. Like Noah was there and Jensen was there. The Gupta brothers were there. The Gupta brothers. This just sounds funny, right? Anyway.
Sounds like a TV show on TLC.
The Gupta brother. They're cute. Anyway, they were all there. All her girlfriends, you know, and they were the cheering section. The game was phenomenal. They were kicking ass. They were doing chants like – so their cheering section was chanting – stuff like, this is our house. This is our house. And then Natalia said, I didn't hear it at first, but then my friend told me, you hear what they're saying. They were saying, play number seven.
Oh.
Play number seven. And she was like, Natalia's like, oh my God. I said, did you videotape it at all? And she's like, no, that's ridiculous. I'm living in the moment, Mom. I'm not going to whip out my phone. I mean, but you have your phone for everything. And she's like, I can't. I'm not supposed to have my phone when I work.
Yeah, that would be weird. She's right? sitting on the bench for her team. She just starts videotaping the room.
I know. But it was so bummed that I missed it. I was so bummed.
And did they put her in?
No. That's what I said when she told me. And then did they put you in? She's like, no. But it was so, it was.
That's adorable.
Yeah, it was adorable. It was a good game. We won. So, but Yeah, that's so Natalia's got that. She's got another tournament next weekend.
For the club. This weekend.
Not for the club. She didn't start club yet. The club's going to start as soon as school's done.
So school has a tournament?
School has a tournament.
Tournament.
This weekend. Oh, by the way, they got one this weekend that's, you know, again, in like another area code, you know, all the way down by San Diego practically.
Right.
Then they have a tournament at the end of the season in October.
You have to bring your passport?
Yes. In October in San Diego.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Two-day tournament. So I'm going to have to stay in San Diego.
For school.
For school. What the I thought they're supposed to be playing like schools. Like, I, of course, I didn't get to go to the one that was right up our street. But like, why, you know what I mean? Why aren't they playing these? I asked her and she said, because her coach signs them up for these tournaments that all other coaches sign their kids up for at tournaments around Southern California to give them experience. I don't know. But
yeah, I mean, Elby's school did that too, but most of that was, I feel like, before school officially started. I feel like that was during – I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Well, my basketball mom life feels like so long ago.
Yeah.
I don't even remember anymore.
Me neither. I remember basketball. I don't have basketball anymore. But so she's got a tournament this weekend.
Remember back in the day, I used to call it a tournament.
A tournament.
Like in the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Not a tournament.
Yeah. Tournament. So,
I feel like that sounds like I'm speaking with a Chicago accent. Yeah, got down to that tournament. But that is the correct way to say it.
Tournament.
Tournament. But mm-hmm. I like to call it a tournament.
Well, call it whatever you want. I like to call it a shit show.
You're touring around.
Right, you're touring.
Playing games.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a tournament.
Yes.
That's how it feels like it should be said.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. And so this weekend she's got a tournament, but Adam is going to be there this weekend.
He is or isn't?
Well, he is supposed to be there this weekend, uh-huh. But he's not because he's going out of town again.
So interesting.
That's nice how he gets out of that, right? So now I'm have to take her.
This is the one that's like down by Mexico?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know where it is. I know it's far. I know it's in like Anaheim or something. You know, and why can't it go the other way though? Why can't it go instead of south? Can't it go north? Like how come there's no tournaments? Well, the only thing that's north is the Mamba.
Right.
Mamba.
Right.
That's that way. But everything else is down south towards Mexico.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I did it back when I was being a basketball mom because I have three kids.
I know.
What do they think we're supposed to do with the other kids?
Right. Oh, they bring them. They've seen these poor parents have to drag these other kids, these poor kids that don't want to be there. You know, and they're just like bored to tears. And it's just like the whole weekend's ruined. I know. Everybody's sick of hearing about the tournaments, but I'm sick of talking about it. But it's just consumes you. It's just, and it gives you like a dread, like, well, ugh, this weekend. You think about, oh, the weekend's coming. Ugh. No, the weekend's not. I mean, it's 2 days of tournaments.
I was thinking about you because I don't have any of that in my life right now. My kids are not members of anything mm-hmm. that's going on. And I was thinking, but I have enough going on with like three podcasts and teaching and all that I still have that brain where I'm like, okay, what's today? What am I doing? What am I missing? What did I forget to return an email? You know? Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking, God, Lynette is in the throes of like every day it's something. Drive to a practice or pick up from a practice or a game or a.
Yeah, but I don't have three jobs though. Like you do.
Well, you have a number. You do have a lot of stuff to do, though.
Well,
you're running a company.
No, I mean it's, but it's not every day, all day kind of thing. You know, I mean, I'm lucky that I can like make my meetings when it's good for me, and you know what I mean. Make the phone calls when it's good, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, I can't complain. I teach three nights a week for 3 hours.
Yeah,
I'm not like, and I like it.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. That our mom brains who are trying to do a lot of things let alone get our kids to all their practices and games.
Right. See, that's the thing. When Adam and I were married, and he would be like, I need you to take these off my list. Call the gardener, have them rip the weeds out. Call the generating the company that installs the generator, the power generator. Have them blah, 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 blah. Right? He'd give me this like three things to do or whatever. And then I would it would be hard because when you're a mom and then you're like putting out fires and then you're dropping off a lunch or you're going to pick them up or you're bringing, you know, snacks to the team, whatever it is, right? Then it's like, oh, shit, I forgot to pivot. Like, it's hard to be in mom mode and then also get out of that for a second and go, oh, shit, what about all the other stuff that you got it, like work stuff? Like, I'm sure a lot of moms have to figure, you know, it's hard when you're in kid mode to remember, like, in the throes of it, oh, don't forget, you got to call this guy back about the generator. You know what I mean? Like,
100%.
It's hard to remember all that shit.
It hurts. It literally hurts
yes.
your brain.
Yes. Yeah.
Because, and then I have this thing, I feel like we talked about this before, maybe on the last show, but I've forgotten because that's what my brain does. But I will be about to Google something that seemed important mm-hmm. a minute ago, and I go to Google it, and then something catches my eye, and then uh-huh. I completely forget what I was doing. And even though it was really important in the moment, I go, I was about
I know, I do
to
that.
Do something. And a lot of times it was something I was about to get off my list,
right.
like something I was going to look into.
Right.
Goes completely away, and it may not come back ever, or it may not come back for a week. Maybe it'll come back in 10 minutes.
Nobody knows.
I can't. It's not one of those things where, you know, and then they go, well, if it was important, you'll remember. No, because sometimes I don't remember for a really long time, and then I go, wow, oh my God, I was about to do that. And I, like, it could be like paying my health insurance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I'm about to pay my health insurance. Like, I'm in charge of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to do it uh-huh. and I have to log on to the, you know, Blue Shield website. And then I just – something distracts me.
Right. Isn't that ADD? I was thinking – Stephanie, I was thinking I was doing the same thing over the weekend. And I was thinking, I know I have ADD. Like I go to look something up and then I get sidetracked and I see something and then that's it, you know. And now I – going down that rabbit hole, and I forgot about what I was doing.
I feel like we all have a little bit of ADD, especially if you're a parent and you
social
just have
media too.
A lot on our minds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Then, yes, I will and get sidetracked by outrage too. Like, I'll mm-hmm. be doing something and I'll remember something I'm mad about.
Right.
And then I'll be like, what the fuck? Then I have to, like, feel right. like I have to go,
yeah,
get mad at somebody or,
yeah,
you know,
a piece of your mind.
Mm hmm. I wrote you'd be proud of me though. I got real irritated at my kid's school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm getting better at, like, okay, I got mad and I sat down and I wrote an email and I did not send it. And I didn't put the recipient's name in the email address.
Right, right.
I just wrote the email and then I just saved it as a draft. And I was
smart.
Like, you know what? I'm going to come back to this.
That's
because
smart.
Because the problem is, you know, I have 13-year-olds. Mm-hmm. So they get riled up about stuff. They mm-hmm. will come home and tell me some story that is really great. Like,
yeah.
what is happening there,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
And then I start, like, it starts building in my mind. I'm like, huh, they changed principles and they did this and they did that. And this is like a shit show over there. And then I'm like, I got to email somebody about
set
this.
Their records. Try to settle their hash.
Right? Yeah, and yeah. then I think – well, then I talk to the kids and they seem fine.
Right.
So I'm like, well, are you guys still mad about this? And they're like, about what?
Uh-huh. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's do an ad and then I'm going to tell you another thing that I reeled it in on that I think you're going to be really proud of me.
Okay.
Okay. But first, let's talk about With Agency.
Love them.
Me too.
Yes. They're the future-defining skincare brand that believes you deserve customized products. See, that's the thing that I like is that you can go on there, you can tell it, you can explain everything about your skin, answer questions about your skin, tell them what you want to see changes in your skin, And then they come up with a special formula just for Stephanie Wilder Taylor.
And it's not – this is the thing that I love about it. Like for me, it was like an aging thing, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And it's not just like what you would get in the CVS.
Right.
It's an actual prescription-based yes. formula yes. that – because you get a licensed dermatology provider mm-hmm. and that person looks at pictures of your skin, hears your concerns, and then they actually give you a prescription medication.
Right.
And the what I have – it works really well. Yes. I get compliments
me
all the
too.
Time. I use it. It's once a day mm-hmm. at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And they have also – they send me a thing for dark spots.
Yes.
And I get nice. It every month.
Right. Every month you don't have to think about it when you're running out, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that's the best is that they custom create this formula with research-backed ingredients.
Mm-hmm. You know who else is using it?
Who?
Robin.
Oh, Robin.
She started using it and she loves it too.
Yes, it's awesome. It's the new way, actually.
I got her into
it. Why buy just generic stuff at the store when you can get stuff custom made for your skin?
Yeah.
So do what we did and try out Agency, the personalized anti-aging skincare that evolves with you. Go to withagency.com/FCOL for a free 30-day trial. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and handling. That's it. That's withagency.com/FCOL to unlock your free 30-day trial. See withagency.com for all the details, subject to consultation.
Also, Bombas.
Love
guys,
Bombas.
I'm wearing Bombas right now. Lynette, mm-hmm. check it out. I'm
oh,
wearing
yeah.
my cute they mm-hmm. they're like
I have those too.
You do? They have yeah. a bunch of different colors on them.
Yeah. The rainbow ones.
Yeah, yeah, they're like rainbow ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love my Bombas.
John loves his Bombas because I got him some and he's like, there's really a big difference in these socks. I'm
yeah.
like, I know.
Yeah, you can tell a difference. It's definitely they have different kinds of socks. They have the performance, the socks that go up, socks that go down to your ankle. They have dress socks for men.
Basketball socks,
sports socks, mm-hmm. all kinds. They come with a pillow-like tab to save you from blisters that's on the back, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I like the style. I like the colors.
Yes. They got so many different styles and colors. And all their socks, for every pair of Bombas performance socks you buy, they donate a pair to someone in need. They've donated over 45 million pairs so far.
Wow.
So go to bombas.com/FCOL today and get 20% off your first order. That's Bombas, bombas.com/FCOL. 20% off, bombas.com/FCOL. So what were you going to tell me?
So, okay. I, as you know, have been having some challenges with – or Sadie's been having some challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about it on Patreon a bit a few weeks ago. And, you know, as you know, it's hard to support our kids in school, figure out what they need. Do they have special needs?
Yeah.
You know, do they – all the things that we go through and – I think that as a parent, I'm extra reactive to my kids,
mm-hmm.
to their moods. And, you know, as you saw how I lost my mind about Elby having a hard time the first week of school, even though intellectually I knew she was going to be fine, it was just a
yeah.
really challenging week.
Yeah.
It's hard, right?
It is hard.
So well, Sadie you know, was having some trouble with math.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This was last week. And so she went in to get tutoring. They offer tutoring hours at the kids' school. So she was, I thought, pretty great about going, I'm going to go to tutoring. So she stayed for tutoring probably like the day after we recorded last week. So she stayed an hour
Good
after
for
school.
Her.
And then she said she sort of understood it after being there for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't feel super comfortable about it yet.
Right.
The next day, the teacher wasn't doing tutoring hours. So she had a quiz on Friday,
mm-hmm.
right? So the next day, they weren't doing any tutoring hours, but she could get tutoring again on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday night, she was just an emotional wreck. She was crying. She was really upset. And John was like, I don't know what to do. Like, she's just kind of a mess about this test.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried talking to her, and I was like, listen, we're going to make sure you understand it, you know?
Yeah.
You're gonna go to tutoring again, But I think in her mind, too, it was like, how much freaking tutoring do I have to do?
Right.
First, a math quiz. Right. Like, why can't I understand it? What's wrong with me?
I know that feeling.
But we all do, right?
Right.
So then she just got, like, despondent about it. Just, I mean, it was a lot. It was extra. You know what I mean? Just a lot of crying.
Yeah.
But I felt really bad.
I know, because I've been there.
Right.
I know that feeling.
And in my mom mode, I was trying to fix it, and I was like, you know, I started getting mad at the school, at math, at life, you know, like, why is it so hard for these kids? Why do they make it? She shouldn't need to be crying about math, you know? And in my mind, I'm like, and listen, I know you guys are judging me a little bit, and I'm calling myself out. That's what you guys love about this podcast, so shut up. Leave me alone. I'm doing my best. I'm trying to catch myself in the moment, but it's hard, right?
Yes, of course.
Being a mom is hard.
Yes.
So I start doing my thing in my brain where it's like, who can I write? What, you know, who can I go all Karen on?
Like,
right? Uh-huh. You know, my kid is a snowflake and shouldn't have to, whatever goes on in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. Should I email the teacher and just say, hey, she still doesn't understand it? But then I did kind of reel myself in. So Thursday, she goes to tutoring again, stays after school for another hour, comes home, and she's upset. She's like, I think I understand it a little bit more, but I think I just memorized like the problem that the teacher did show me how to do. I don't feel like I understand the concept.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a quiz the next day.
Right.
So, Lynette, what did I do? I was like, you know what? Don't go to school. Oh, Xander. Ooh, Xander had taken the quiz that day, that Thursday. I told Sadie, don't go to school. I was like, you can have a mental health day. And then whatever, we'll figure it out. We'll get you a tutor and then go take the – so they were having Monday and Tuesday off. And then I said, and then you can go back to school Wednesday. Then I instantly – I had said it. I didn't say 100%. I was like, maybe you'll just do a mental health day on Friday if you're, you know,
right?
Then tomorrow. And by the way, LB had Friday off for some reason. LAUSD had Friday off,
right?
But they didn't
for the long week. Well,
so they had Friday, Monday, and Tuesday off.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow!
Because of Rosh Hashanah.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Okay.
So Mazel tov.
So I started going like, well, why should Sadie and Xander go to school? Like, you know, LB doesn't have to go to school. I don't know. I just got all in my head about it. But you guys would be proud of me because I thought about it. And then I was like, you know what? This is not the way to teach her. Like, I have to stop being a snowplow parent and like going out in front of her and making sure she doesn't have uncomfortable feelings. It's like, yeah, it sucks. And it's going to suck if she has to take the quiz and she doesn't feel prepared for it. But that's the only way the teacher is going to know that she doesn't understand it.
Right.
Right. Is like not doing well on the test.
Right.
And postponing it and trying to fix it in between is not going to help her.
Yeah.
She needs to go through that. So I was like, okay, now I have to go tell her. I talked to John about it, and John was like, either way, whatever you decide is – I back you on that. And I was like, you know, I don't think – I think that was the wrong thing to tell them. She's 13. Like, she's got to also advocate for herself. If she does badly on the test, then she's going to feel bad, but then we'll figure it out from there. We'll go – obviously, she doesn't understand the material.
Right.
So I told her, and Lynette – I built it all up in my head. I went in. I was like, listen, Sadie, I know that you're upset about this. I know you don't feel like you understand it, but I don't think you should stay home. I think you need to go to school tomorrow and take the quiz and have your Friday at school and then have the weekend and not have it hanging over your head. And she was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then she went to school the next day, no complaints, took the quiz and was like, yeah, I feel kind of good about it.
Wow.
And I was like, I did all of that to myself, Lynette. All of that to myself.
Oh, I know.
I went on a full-fledged journey. I went on a cruise. I went on like a 4-hour cruise.
Right. Right.
Around the Cayman Islands. Only to come back and just like to planet Earth and just go like, what was I doing? Why am I working so hard?
Yeah, I know. I know. You know what, though? You just had to learn your lesson, though. It's like your kid taught you a lesson, right? Instead of the other way around now. Like, you realized your kids are going to be okay. And you're, you know, you, I think you did the right thing. First of all, I don't blame you. I would have been pissed too. Like, enough of this shit already.
Right.
I've been there.
Yeah.
A million times. I mean, my God, Adam told the kids stop in the fourth grade with all those projects that you have to do in the fourth grade. Enough of the projects. Enough of the projects. No, I'm not going to buy you anymore. Poster board. You want to do a project? Help me build the pool deck. That's a project. You know, like.
Right.
Yes. So we've all, as a parents, we've been there, you know, enough already. But, like, you had to, you see, like, you know, your kids are pretty resilient and turned out okay. And you did it to yourself. Now you learned your lesson.
It's almost like they were going to jump off a little, like, 3-foot wall. And I was like, hold on, let me put 100 pillows on the bottom in case, like, I'd hate for you to, like.
Right.
Step down too hard from, yeah. It's not yeah. useful yeah. to them.
Right.
What's useful is for them to have a hard situation mm-hmm. and then we'll figure it out.
Right.
Which is not to say that after what we talked, which is not to say that I'm not going to get her evaluated for, you know, what could be going on with her that's making learning a little more challenging for her.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
not like mm-hmm. in place of that, I'm just yeah. going to be like, suck it up, sister.
Right.
It's right. Just, it's more like. Yeah. I've got to try not to be that, like,
yeah.
oh, my God, my kids are experiencing a moment of hardship. Let me fix it.
I know. I have to stop myself from that, too. I mean, I kind of had something like that yesterday. Yesterday was Sunday, and Sonny has been hanging out with his friend that he used to hang out with, and they kind of, like, drifted apart, but now they're hanging out again, and they're cute and everything, and love this kid. And so Sonny comes up to me at like 10:30 at night after he got back hanging out with his friends. He's coming home. He's going out with his friends and he's coming home at like 10:30 at night. And I mean, yes, he's a 15-year-old boy. He's, you know, and he's with other boys and they're like right up the street and it's a, you know, whatever. It is what it is. But like at some point, like I tell him, like, you got to be back before. First, I said 10, and he's like, no. But he came, we split the difference, and he said 10:30.
On a school night?
No. But like just out and about walking home from where he's at night. And our street's pretty dark.
Okay. So he's by himself,
walking by himself,
and you don't love that.
I don't love that. But okay. The thing is he's right up the street with his friends at his friend's house. So he comes home and he had a nice day. He had a nice time with his friends. And then he's like, oh, so tomorrow, Sunday morning, I'm getting picked up by his pal, Hendrik. And he said that they're going to the beach and they're picking him up at, what time did he say? 8 a.m. to go to the beach. And I go, oh, how fun. And he goes, no, not how fun. And I said, why? And he goes, I don't get the beach. I don't like the beach. The beach hurts my skin. I'm in the sun constantly. There's just no break from the sun. I said, well, what does Hendrik do at the beach? He goes body surf. He does surfing and stuff. And he goes, I'm not getting in the water to do surf. And I go, why don't you try it? You might like it. He goes, no, I'm not going to like it. He goes, it's salt water. It burns your eyes. It gets in your mouth. And
so why
it's
is he
gross.
Going?
That's what I said. He was going on and on and on. And then, like, so I'm starting to think, like, just tell Hendrik you're not feeling good. Or just tell Hendrik that.
Or just say, I don't want to go.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, why don't you just tell him that you're not into the beach?
I'm sure Hendrik doesn't want Sonny, like, raining on his beach day the whole day complaining.
Yeah, exactly. And he goes, no, I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. And I said, so then suck it up and go. Just have fun. I go, Sonny, what's the big deal? And he goes, well, you know, I like my Sundays. I'm like, what?
Oh, my God. This reminds me of my kids.
Yeah. I need my son. I'm at school all week. I'm tired. Like, Sundays is my day. I go, Sundays is your day. Every day is your day.
This
please.
Is my kids when I say, why don't you invite a friend over? Not even that. They're like, wow, it's a Sunday. Like, I want to.
I know. Yeah. I know. They remind me of my dad, who was like a recluse, didn't want to hang out with anybody. as he got older in his old age.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, I said, then, Sonny, just go to the beach. Just go. Have fun. I go, tomorrow when you get back, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to go, so did you have fun? And then you're going to go, wasn't that bad. We did this, that, and this, whatever. You know it's going to be that way.
Right.
And he's like, I'm sure it would be, but I just don't want to get up early. And I said, well, then you shouldn't have told Hendrik that you were going to go. And so, but in my mind, I'm like, there's a couple things you could do, like you could, if you're really like, but I stopped myself. Like I was like, you know, I was thinking, because this is partially true. There, my friend of mine had a barbecue and I was going to take Sonny with me.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't go. I said, I was thinking in my mind, tell him that your mom wanted you to go to the barbecue and blah, 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 blah. And then I did say, I don't know, if you're going to think of something, you can blame it on me if you want. That's what I said. And I said, but I do think you should go. But so he sent him a text. Oh, no, he called him and he's like, I'm sure he's sleeping now because he's getting up early to go to the stupid beach.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, then you're going to have to get up and go, or you're going to have to get a hold of him tonight. So it turns out, though, that he got a hold of him in the morning and he told him, he blamed it on me that his mom said he couldn't go because he had homework.
Oh, ouch.
I know. Would you have to use that? Like, what do you that doesn't sound like me, first of all. Like, Hendrik's mom knows me, and I don't think she's going to buy that. But all right, that's what you use.
Right. Especially considering they had Monday off, too.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Like, let Monday be your Sunday.
Yes, exactly. Well, then that's what I told him, too. I said, you got a whole other day to make that day be your Sunday.
Right.
You already told the kid you were going. Like, what? You know, and he said, no, he was fine with it. He understood. And we're going to hang out when he gets back. And I was like, okay. But I do like, it's like, oh no, Sonny's going to feel uncomfortable at the beach all day. What can I do to save him? Mm-hmm. You know, like it's hard not to do that. And are we going to do that the rest of our lives? Or is it just because they're kids still? Or what is the deal?
I think we're going to, you know, learn it the hard way, and we're going to keep having these situations come up, and we're going to keep, and then it's going to backfire when we try to fix it for them.
Right.
And eventually we're going to realize, like, oh, we're eliminating the possibility that they learn to fix stuff themselves.
Yeah.
I was talking to, was actually at Julie's house the other night with her friend, another, and my friend too, but having this conversation. Mm-hmm. I just think a lot of us do it. A lot of us are that thing, that snowplow parent. A lot of us, because we do. We feel for our kids, and I think it's a reaction to how we were all raised with, like, nobody caring really about our feelings.
Right.
And letting us figure our stuff out.
That's true.
And we remember being really uncomfortable, so we don't want our kids to feel that way.
Right.
So we try to fix it, but then all of a sudden, they don't really know how to fend for themselves. Like, they're going to move out, and they're going to be like, wait, I have to buy toilet paper?
Exactly.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I have to clean?
Right.
It doesn't just happen? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, there's bugs in my room because I didn't move my dirty dishes out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, consequences. Yeah, that's going to, you know. But, well, they're going to have to learn on their own. That's it. You know. And also, it's an easier life for us if we try to let it go.
It's really hard. I find each situation to be challenging, especially with three. And it's hard to know where to draw the line, like where are we supposed to step in and help them out because they can't do certain things for them. You know what I mean?
Right.
And where to step back and go make a mistake.
Yeah, exactly. You think we're being judged right now?
I think there's a bunch of people that are like, you guys make your kids lunch. And then I want to go, you know what? I want to follow you home.
Yeah, exactly.
And see all the mistakes that you make with your kids.
Right.
You know? And by the way, I do like to make the kids lunch because here's why. If I don't, they're not going to make themselves lunch.
Right.
And then they're just not going to eat.
Yeah.
And they'll be fine with that. They'll be like, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But it's not fine for me. I don't want them not eating.
Right.
And then they're supposed to be learning shit.
Yeah,
and then no wonder she comes home and can't learn anything because she comes home with her lunchbox full. But at least on the off chance that they suddenly get hungry, there's some food there for them to eat.
Right, I agree with that. Totally. My thing, too, is Natalia, she forgets her lunch all the time at home. But she's going to be – she's at school every day Monday through Friday until 6 o'clock, until 6:30, 6 o'clock or 6:30. So what am I supposed to do? Just go, oh, well, learn your lesson, you know. And I did tell her, though, that first week I would bring her lunch, but after that – and she did forget her lunch, and I wasn't there. I couldn't go get it. It was one of the days Adam was at the house and she forgot her lunch. She sent me a text and I said, no, I'm sorry. And I wasn't. I wasn't nowhere near there. And then what happened? She figured it out.
Yeah, they mooch off their friends.
Their friends.
There's also vending machines. Right. Like that somebody, they can bum a dollar off somebody and get something.
Exactly. Exactly.
I asked Elby that recently. I was like, are there vending machines at your school? And she's like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, so... Like if you really did – because she forgot her lunch too one day and I was mm-hmm. sweating it too.
Right. And she's far, right? Her school's kind of far for you to bring.
I mean, yeah. It's definitely – it's not like 2 blocks away. It's mm-hmm. like – you know, I mean I could get there in like 12 minutes. But mm-hmm. she's in 11th grade. She doesn't yeah. want me pulling up at her school.
Right.
Hey, come hey, out. I have – LB, it's me. It's Mom. LB, over here. Come out. Hi, honey. You look so cute today. I have your lunch.
I know.
I have some prosciutto and some grapes and a ding-dong. Come and get it, honey. Over here. Do you not see me? Let me yell out. Albie. No, she would be like, she's like, hell no.
Yeah. Yeah, and also the friends, they all like give – like I said to Natalia, your friends ever forget their lunch? She said, yes. I said, what do you do? And she said, I give them some of my lunch, right? So that's what they do. They all – it's fine.
That's literally what I asked Elby. I said, so you forgot your lunch. What do you want me to do? And I said, can you mooch off of other people or do you want me to come bring you your lunch? That was that day. And she was like, I got – it's fine. I'll mooch mm-hmm. off of other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and then they remember next time before they leave.
But see, mine don't because they don't care. They don't prioritize eating. They don't think ahead to like, how am I going to feel when I'm like really freaking hangry at noon because I didn't eat breakfast yeah. and now I'm at school and I have no lunch.
Right.
They're not thinking end game.
Right.
Like right. I am.
Right.
That's all I do is think about what's going to happen and catastrophize.
Mm. Yes. Yeah.
And then they're going to drop out of school because they got so emotional. They told the teacher to fuck off. Uh-huh. And then it's going to be my fault because I didn't insist on giving them lunch.
Right. Right.
I used to get so bent out of shape about elementary school. It was the worst.
They had to eat.
Oh, my God. I'd be calling the school going, listen, do you guys have – because it was a small school and they had a lunch service, mm-hmm. but they only had so many lunches. So if in order for there to be an extra lunch, somebody who ordered lunch had to be absent.
Oh.
And then the kids had to like the mm-hmm. choice of mm-hmm. the kid who's, you know what I mean?
Right.
So you'd have to call the office and be like, hey, mm-hmm. so I forgot to send the kids with lunch. Did anybody not show up? And then they'd be like, let me check.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So-and-so didn't show up and they were having popcorn chicken. And then you'd be like, perfect. My kids love popcorn chicken.
Right.
Or it's tacos. And then
right.
you.
Right.
Okay.
I know.
Anyway, let's do another ad.
I just want to talk about Gold Peak Real Brew Tea, which is my favorite, I love.
We love it. We love it. Kids
it's
love it.
It's so refreshing. I was outside yesterday in the heat. I took Phil for a walk. Got home. I was needed something refreshing. Busted out my sweet tea, which is now my new favorite flavor. Love it. Kids love it now. Now it's their favorite flavor. Bought little ones to put in Natalia's gym bag, and it's my new favorite. So I go to Target and get the big jug of it, and I keep one at my house, and I keep one at my other house. So I always have. Gold Peak Real Brew Tea.
This is how you know how good Gold Peak is. John actually made a Ralph's run on his own because he wanted some Gold Peak
that
badly. And he doesn't – it takes a lot to get him to go to the store. And I was like, how do we have like a few things in the house? And I looked and there were 2 bottles of the Gold Peak tea lemonade mix. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, because we were out of it. And it actually motivated John to go to the store.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
John, who's probably like, really? Like, you threw me under the bus in your ad even? Yeah. Sorry, John. But that's how good Gold Peak is.
It is. It's delicious.
Yeah. And so look for Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea in its new redesigned bottle wherever you grab your groceries. Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea. Stay gold. Also, do you own or rent your home?
Yeah, sure do.
I bet it can be hard work, but you know what's easy?
Hmm.
Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
So, Steph, you know, it was my birthday. Every year I try to go get like a physical after my birthday.
Yeah. Did you go to our guy?
That's what I was going to say. Like,
you found someone else?
No, I didn't. But maybe I should. I don't know. Like, because I've called him a few times for certain things, like bladder infection and stuff. Never calls me back.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Do they call you back? Do you email
him? I haven't gone to him in a really long time.
Yeah.
Maybe. Forgot.
He's, yeah, you know, I don't know what's going on in his personal life.
A lot. Probably a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it sucks because I do like him a lot. I think he's a great guy, but he's also kind of far too for me.
Yeah. Maybe you need somebody closer. Mm-hmm. Maybe you need to go into like a local Facebook group or ask one of your friends like who they use.
I've tried that a billion times. I've tried. Everybody's like, my doctor's in Beverly Hills.
Oh, God.
I fucking hate that. Or my doctor's in Burbank. They're great. And then you call them. They're like, we're not taking new patients. Then it's like, yeah, you would think that I could find one. I've tried. Not in Pasadena, not in Burbank, Glendale, nothing. Like, not from anybody that recommends, you know, their doctor. But I don't know. I need – because I know I have to go get a – You did a colonoscopy, right?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to do that. And I am due for a mammogram.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the mammogram you get by going to your gynecologist OB-GYN. And then they give you a referral to get your mammogram. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the colonoscopy, you got to go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
It really wasn't that bad.
It wasn't?
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. My main fear was the fasting all day. I do not like fasting.
Yeah, I don't like
that. I'm hungry
either.
By like 9 a.m.
Yeah.
9 a.m., I'm like, okay, well, I'm ready to eat a good solid breakfast. Unlike my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think about food all day.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I start getting the hungry feeling, I get scared. Like, how am I going to sleep tonight? This is never going to go away. I get really freaked out. But I didn't feel like that.
You have to drink something all day, right? Like, what do you do?
Okay, so here's what you do depending on the doctor you go to. And I'll give you a referral to the guy I went to.
Okay.
I got to figure out who it was. But my guy was a little, like, some people are like, hey, a week before.
Right.
Start on, like, my doctor was like, don't worry about it. Morning of, I was like, do I really have to not eat the entire day? He goes, if you have a really light breakfast, probably nobody's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
So I had a couple of egg whites and some dry toast in the morning. And then not until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, then I started. Then you drink like one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start drinking this mixture of stuff. You have to drink like, I don't know.
A whole jug of.
Yeah, like a quart of whatever over a certain period of hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then you drink this one other solution. It wasn't that bad. I just sucked it down.
Okay.
Went to sleep that night. Next morning, went and did. It wasn't a huge deal.
Okay. All right. Did they put you out?
Yes.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
I paid extra for it.
Okay.
But, yeah, my doctor was like, oh, hell yeah. No, I'm not doing it awake. I was like, well, remember I had a whole thing about it? Because I was
I do. The one doctor
was like, if you want to be put out, it's extra. I recommend it. But, you know, a lot of people are just fine with the kind of a twilight.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and I was like, so do I want to pay extra? And, of course, John was like, yeah, just pay extra if you want. But I was like, but what did you do? And he's like, well, I don't think I was put out all the way. But then I went to a different doctor for like a second. I didn't like the first doctor. Yeah. The second doctor was like, oh, no, I make all my patients. No, we'll knock you out.
Nice. Okay.
You're only out for like 15 minutes.
Right.
Like I was fine right afterwards.
Right.
It's not like waking up from real anesthesia where you're like, where am I? Somebody needs to help me get dressed. Like you wake up and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I was driving by a few hours later.
Okay. You still had to get a ride home though, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like honestly, John dropped me off at the place. I went in, took care of business, and then they called him and then he just swung by and got me. But yeah, I'm sure you could Uber.
Yeah, I know. I hate Ubering. I hate it.
Or have a friend come get you.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna do that. And then I'm gonna find another doctor that doesn't get his ass kicked.
Another doctor that you don't have to like report to some hotline.
Right.
His wife.
Yeah.
Oh geez. I had something else to tell you, but I'm wondering if I should save it for.
Well, let me ask you this.
Okay.
What have you been watching? Because I have been looking for things to watch. I started getting on this like I watched the movie Vice because I heard it was really, really good.
Okay.
And I like what's-his-face. What's his name that plays?
Christian Bale?
Yeah. I like him.
How was it?
It was really interesting. It was really good.
Okay.
The way they did it was really good. Yeah. So I saw that. And then I just went right into, like, documentaries about 9/11 because it addresses that in the movie. And it's like you want to see – you know, there's this new 9/11 documentary on Apple Plus that I watched last night, which was really interesting. And then I also watched Michael Moore's documentary, Fahrenheit 9/11, because I never saw that. So it's like I got all these different angles of what happened on 9/11, you know, and it's really interesting. So I've been like obsessed with 9/11 docs right now.
I want to do that too.
Yeah, it's really good. Did you see Michael Moore's? So you should watch Vice because, well, that's what – Vice is so good.
Okay.
Really good. I mean, I mean, everybody's – like all the actors in it is really good. You know, Steve Carell or whatever his name is.
Carell?
Carell, yeah. did you see Vice?
Yeah, I saw it a while ago when it first came out, which I think was, what, probably about like 3 years ago, something like that?
Yeah, something
but
like that.
But, yeah, it's a very fun take on Dick Cheney and politics. And I think it's by Adam McKay.
Yeah.
So yeah, he does it in a very fun, stylized manner that makes it, it is serious, but it's not totally serious, but it is very, it's good.
Right. It's really good. Yeah. It was wacky.
Okay.
And then, it was really interesting. Really interesting. And then you watch Michael Moore's and Michael Moore's is, you know, it's like talking about Bush and all of his dealings with Saudi Arabia. Then you watch Bush on Apple Plus, the one that just came out, talking about 9/11 inside the war room. And, you know, then you hear his side. Then you see Dick Cheney's side. Then you see Condoleezza Rice's side. Like, it just was so interesting. It was really a fun weekend for me watching TV.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been really enjoying Bachelor in Paradise. Sort of similar, themes.
But what is Bachelor in Paradise? It's like everybody that was on The Bachelor gets together and like just bangs it out.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
I should start. I should.
It's really fun. It's way more fun than The Bachelor.
Yeah, because I also want another reality, like you know.
Okay, I have a show. I'll recommend a comedy for you. It's called The Other Two.
I saw that.
You did? You saw
an
episode?
No, I didn't see
an
episode.
It's really funny.
I saw like an ad for it.
Oh my God. It's great.
It is.
It's really funny.
Okay.
Did you ever see the show Difficult People with Billy Eichner and Julie, not Julie Kavner, Julie, what's her name? Anyway.
Yeah.
It's sort of like that. It's this brother and sister. It's basically the story of this kid named Chase Dreams. who makes a YouTube video and it goes viral, a song.
Mm-hmm.
And so he becomes like this, like a Justin Bieber, like a young Justin Bieber. And the brother and sister are kind of losers. And the mom is played by Molly Shannon, who's like super into her youngest son's fame and, you know.
Right.
And it's just really funny.
Okay. All right.
Where I'm already on season two of that.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's I don't know. HBO, Netflix, or Apple Plus.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Ted Lasso? Are you watching Ted Lasso?
No, everybody loves Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah.
Do you watch Ted Lasso?
I don't. I really want to, but I don't have Apple TV.
Oh.
But have you discussed White Lotus yet?
No.
Are you watching White Lotus? Oh, no, it's fantastic.
I binged see that. It,
I watched the whole thing, yeah.
You
I
did?
I'm not done with it yet, but so far I'm
But I saw Gina say something about it, like being, somebody said something, it was kind of boring or something.
I loved it.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really have, like, a story.
It doesn't.
It's all kind of character-driven and, like, writing.
Right.
It's all character-driven. But mm-hmm. aside from it not having, like, a real concrete story, it's very entertaining.
Hmm. Okay. I was looking at it, and I was wondering if I should watch it, but I never heard if anybody liked it or not.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people loved it. It's really good.
Okay.
I think you'd like it.
All right. I'm
a lot.
Okay.
Knowing you.
Okay.
I also just wanted to tell you that I have recently now gotten into Sword and Scale.
Oh.
It took me a while, but yeah, I'm starting to listen to all the Sword and Scales, actually. So yeah.
And you heard all the ones from that you're a dad.
Yeah. our Matt Fondelier.
Yes.
Who writes some of the episodes on their own. I asked him to give me all of the best ones. So I'm kind of just jumping around on all the ones that he's given me. And it took me a while, but yeah, it's pretty very entertaining.
You
yeah.
know, there are a lot of shows, though, that are not produced by super problematic hosts. Just to let you know.
I like to support our Matt Fondelier. So yeah. I listen to his episodes first.
Oh, his
yeah,
episodes.
Just his.
Aww,
that's good.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this was like a really fun episode. I'm going to save my story about what I did yesterday with Sadie for Friday's episode. But before we go, let's do a shout out for our super cool subscribers. Let's do a couple of podcasts first. We got Sarah Dean, who hosts Shameless Mom Academy, and she talks about lots of stuff like procrastination and motivation. And, you know, she just helps you feel not so alone.
Yeah.
So that's check good. Her out, Shameless Mom. Also, where are my The Bittersweet Life. Listen, this is Katie and Tiffany. They're really fun. And like, if you think you'd like to live overseas but have no idea how to do it, this is a great podcast for you. Their latest guest is a serial expat and brand new mother who will give you practical tips on how to start planning your move and stop just dreaming about it, you know?
It's a good idea for a podcast.
Yeah, The Bittersweet Life. Also, Basic Becky is our girl who makes t-shirts. She can make you anything you want. If you send her a design, she'll put it on a really super soft t-shirt for you for surprisingly inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you just tell her what you want, she can design something for you. Go to justbasicbecky.com and check her out. Also, my friend Julie Clayman is a therapist. Have you been on the fence about getting like your kid into therapy?
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Yes.
Do it.
Uh-huh.
I did. Julie has over 20 years experience working with teens and kids with all sorts of different issues, bullying, problems, school issues, trauma, family stuff. Her website is julielmft.com. She can see you in person in Agoura Hills or on Zoom anywhere in California. And let's do one more. Kelly from Wilma and Frida's.
Mm-hmm. This ad makes me hungry.
I know. It's a super yummy brunch place. If you're in Palm Springs or Palm Desert, there's two locations. They make like churro waffles, house-made English muffins, Pop-Tarts, and they've been voted best breakfast 5 years in a row. And they are featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Divas.
Nice.
Yeah, Wilma and Frida's. And one more, Letty Molina, CBD.
She's our girl with the CBD.
Yeah, even bacon flavor for the dogs. I've been giving it to Penelope because she's having all kinds of little issues, allergies, arthritis, just getting old. Go to HempWorks HEMPWORX.com/L Molina and check her out. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Kaylin.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com. Get a quote and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.